the Lord Jesus sends out 72 disciples in today's gospel to all the places that he intends to visit. That's 36 pairs, 36 different places that he wants to go. And he gives them some rather interesting traveling instructions. Take no money, take no sack, and take no sandals. How many of you would leave for summer vacation packed like that? As many of you know, I just recently returned from a pilgrimage to Germany, to Oberammergau, to the Passion Play. And for about 2 weeks before my departure, I was fretting constantly about what I was going to pack. Long pants, long sleeves, short sleeves, regular clothes, priest clothes. And the morning we arrived, after a long night of travel, we had mass at a church in Vienna. And I got up into the pulpit to read the gospel. And I had read this gospel ahead of time, preparing for what I was going to say. But as I was reading it, it was as if God was speaking directly to me. The gospel for that day came from Matthew chapter 6, which is right in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus says there the following: "If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith?" Jesus goes on: "So do not worry and say, 'What are we to eat?' Or 'What are we to drink?' And here comes the kicker: 'Or what are we to wear?'" Thank you, God. I got that message. And do you know, when it came to the end of the trip, I had exactly what I needed. God provided in that particular moment for me. And the Lord Jesus in the gospel gives these traveling instructions for a reason. It's not random directions. Jesus wants his disciples to go out ahead of him and to be utterly dependent upon him and upon the message that they are to proclaim to the places that Jesus wants to visit. Jesus wants all of the extra things to be stripped away. The money. Money is where we place our security. You think about money, we think about it, what it gives us. It makes us feel safe, doesn't it? We think, well, if I have this much saved up for my retirement, I'll be safe. If I bring this much money home in my paycheck every week, I'll be okay, and my family will be okay. Money brings a sense of security. The sack, the luggage. Luggage is something that we carry around with us. I was shocked by the amount of things I thought I needed to survive 8 days away from home. Our luggage, the sack that Jesus tells the disciples not to carry, represents everything that we hoard to ourselves. As human beings, we have a unique tendency to gather to ourselves, to hoard things. Sometimes we hoard people. We desire the acclaim and the attention of others. We might hoard possessions. I want the nicest house or the newest car. We hoard lots of stuff and hold on to it with a firm grip. The sandals Jesus tells them not to bring. The sandals is a sense of control, that I have control over my life and what happens to me. We all at times can long for a sense of control, especially when we feel like things are out of control. Jesus wants his disciples to have the message as their number one priority. And what was the message he told them to proclaim? He told them to say, "The kingdom of God is at hand for you." All of these other things are not as important as the message. The kingdom of God is at hand for you. What does that mean? What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is not something that exists sort of out there as something kind of amorphous that we can't see or put our hands on. The kingdom of God exists in Jesus. Jesus is the embodiment of the kingdom of God. God made man. God come into our world to live life in our world, to suffer, to die, to rise from the dead so that we can be friends of God. And so that he can make an entire difference in the life that we live each and every day. Because, my friends, the kingdom of God doesn't exist outside of us. It exists right now in every soul that has been baptized. Because we have become brothers and sisters of Jesus. And the kingdom of God is at hand for us right now. Because of that baptism. Because Jesus is the embodiment of God's presence with us. And so, yes, we long for the time at the end of our lives where we will be in God's kingdom forever. But right now, it exists within us. It exists in Jesus Christ. So the message that the kingdom of God is at hand is a message for us as well, to remember that the kingdom is alive and well in us right now because Jesus is with us right now. We all in our lives have to hear this message over and over again. Sometimes we can forget about it. Sometimes we can forget because of our troubles or the weight of the world or because we've been searching after all of these other things like security and power and control, the things Jesus tells us that we shouldn't be searching after. We can get distracted and go running after them. And then we have to hear this message again. The kingdom of God is at hand for you. All you have to do is put your name in there. The kingdom of God is at hand for you. And so Jesus sends these disciples out to every place that he intends to visit because the message is always new. It always has to be proclaimed. And Jesus depends on those who already believe to go out with that message. Our faith is not something that we hold as a private possession. Yes, it's something that is private, that is special to us, but yet it's something that also needs to be proclaimed. It should live in us so much so that we almost can't stop talking about it, that we're so in love with it that we want to share the message that the kingdom of God is at hand for us. We too have to go out and be witnesses. Jesus sends the disciples out, those who already believe, to bring his message into the world. And he depends on us to do that today, in our place, in our time, in our family, in our workplace, among our friends, in our school. Wherever we find ourselves, Jesus depends on us to proclaim this message. And as the disciples come back in the gospel story, we may be tempted to think that this sort of happened overnight. They rejoice at all of these great things that they've done. But I would imagine that there's probably some amount of time that's elapsed in this story. And then they finally come back and they share what they have accomplished. Being a witness to our faith isn't easy. Sometimes it takes time. It takes time to walk with other people in their journey of faith. Sometimes months or years or decades that they can finally hear the message that the kingdom of God is at hand for them. My dear friends, that is what Jesus is saying to us today in his holy word. That he is with us. He is the embodiment of the kingdom of God. And he wants us to get rid of everything in our lives that is an obstacle to that relationship. And then he calls us to go out. He calls us to go out to be his witness to every person that he wants to visit.